America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. As you know, earlier this week, a little bit of a scandal broke out in New Jersey involving the governor there and some members of his staff and the George Washington Bridge, which goes over the Hudson River from New Jersey into New York City. It is the most traveled bridge in the world. Incredibly busy in rush hour every day, but even more so back in September, just after Labor Day, when several lanes of the bridge were closed down for people coming in from the New Jersey side through the city of Fort Lee, New Jersey, closed down for, well, looks like political reasons. There were some claims along the way that it was because they were doing some sort of tests to check things out. Why would you close those down during rush hour without considering who the people were, your very constituents who were going over that bridge? Anyway, the story was around for a few months last fall, and then Governor Christie joked about it in a press conference when he was asked about it 4 or 5 weeks ago. But then when the Bergen Record newspaper broke some emails from within the Christie administration, all hell broke loose, leading to the governor himself giving a 108-minute press conference on Thursday, which I'm going to play for you in its entirety. Oh, no, let's not do that. Let's only play the highlights.
I am heartbroken. I am sad. I was disturbed. I am sad today. I was blindsided. I am extraordinarily disappointed. I am stunned. It is heartbreaking to me. I'm heartbroken about it. I'm incredibly disappointed. I'm just stunned. I'm sick over this. I'm sad. The emotion I've been displaying in private is sad. Right now, I'm sad. I was heartbroken. How incredibly sad and betrayed I felt. I was shocked by it. I feel humiliated by this. I am humiliated. The whole matter is humiliating to me. I am a very sad person today. I'm sad. I'm a sad guy standing here today. It's a sad day for me. It just makes me sad.
So you're saying you're sad. Okay, I think we have it. That 49-second version of the 108-minute press conference put together by some people at the Newark Star-Ledger, which is where my next guest works. His name is Jason Grant. Jason, welcome to America Weekend.
Hi, Paul. Glad to be here.
Yesterday, I know there were 2,000 pages of documents related to this story that were released. Was there a smoking gun in there that links Governor Christie to what his subordinates did?
No smoking gun. There were some emails and information that seemed to follow with what the emails that were released on Wednesday that made such big news. One of the things that we highlighted in our report on our website yesterday evening was some back and forth between the chairman, who was of the Port Authority, which controls the bridge, who was appointed by Chris Christie, his back and forth with the New York appointee, because the Port Authority that runs the bridge is a bi-state agency controlled by both states. As the allegations that it was political payback came to light, there was back and forth between the two chairmen. Essentially, the New York side chairman was blaming the New Jersey side chairman was blaming the New York side for giving information or perhaps leaking information about it to the Wall Street Journal, and was upset that it was reflecting poorly on New Jersey. So there's a lot of information in the 2,000 pages, 2,000 documents, but that was one of the highlights.
We know that the governor announced this week that he had fired his deputy chief of staff, Bridget Kelly. There have been other people who have walked the plank, either voluntarily or been pushed. David Wildstein, a Christie appointee at the Port Authority, refused to answer questions from legislators this week at a hearing. He took the fifth, which, of course, is his right. But in what you've read, does this look like there was a cover-up to make it not look like it was political payback of some kind?
Yeah, I mean, initially, what was put out by the Christie appointees and the Port Authority was that this had to do with a traffic study to see what would happen to traffic if those lanes leading from Fort Lee in New Jersey onto the bridge were closed. And but fairly early on, I mean, in New Jersey, the controversy has been going on for several months. People were making points that there had never been a traffic study like this before, that there are computer models and other ways of doing it. And with the revelation of the emails this week, with statements from the deputy chief of staff of Christie saying time for a traffic jam in Fort Lee, it's just cast more doubt on that storyline. Although my understanding is in the 2,000 pages of documents released just yesterday, there is some evidence of an actual study. I don't think that the people who are critics or dubious, I don't think that they believe that the study, the study may have been put up as a front, is one of the allegations. But that's sort of what came out at first, and that's not being talked about anymore by the Christie folks, the traffic study.
Your paper and others were reporting on this last fall, and yet Governor Christie at his press conference this week said he hasn't really talked to his staff, and even after letting Bridget Kelly go, which he announced on Thursday morning, he said he didn't ask her any questions about it. He didn't want to know why she lied. Is that lack of curiosity typical of Governor Christie?
Well, it's somewhat hard to know. He certainly has an inner staff around him, and typically from the media side, you deal with his spokespeople, and it's hard to get to him. And on topics of political topics and policy topics, he's usually very well versed. The inner communications between him and his staff are harder to get at, and that's unclear. My understanding is that some people have, some pundits and others say that chief executives and governors sometimes like to have some kind of distance between them and the communications on certain issues, because politically that's a better protection. But a little unclear on exactly how much interplay there is between him and his inner staff.
Yeah, I heard him talking about how he and his advisors, who've been together for a while, they're a close family. I'm just shocked that he wasn't more personally interested in it, in maybe not last fall, but certainly you would think after the information that came out this week, he would have wanted to sit down with people and look them in the eye and say, what the hell were you doing?
Yeah. I mean, he has said, and he said at the press conference, I think at one press conference within the last month, and he had another version of this at the press conference this week, that as more and more of this came to light and the allegations were swirling in New Jersey that this was purely a political payback move, that he sat down his staff and said, basically, you have 1 hour to tell me if there's anything nefarious here, if you have knowledge of something being done as a political ploy. And his staff did not come back. All of them reported to the underlings just under him that there was nothing like that. So he, of course, expressed a lot of shock this week. But he didn't really explain why he did not sit down with Bridget Kelly, who he fired earlier this week, and ask her personally what happened. He simply said, I think he said that other people had fired her and he did not speak with her.
He appointed any independent prosecutor or any independent investigator to look into this and get to the bottom of it with the weight of the governor's office behind it?
No. To my knowledge and what's been reported publicly at this point, there are no reports of that. There are several investigations that have begun. The one that's been in the media the most, and that's where they're already holding public hearings, is led by a transportation committee in the state legislature, and that committee is chaired by a Democrat, last name was Newsky, and he has already called David Wildstein for hearings, and that is the body that is subpoenaing these thousands of documents.
But aside from the legislature looking into this, could there be criminal charges against Wildstein or Bridget Kelly or anybody else?
Possible. The U.S. attorney in New Jersey has begun at least a preliminary inquiry, saying he wants to see what federal laws might have been implicated by what happened at the bridge last September. And there's been a lot of talk about potential state investigations, either the New Jersey Attorney General's office or perhaps even from across the river in New York, since the bridge is controlled by both states. So there's not much more information that's been put out yet on as far as what the U.S. attorney thinks or has found, but at least that investigation has been started.
I've only got 10 seconds here, Jason. Has anybody offered up a copy of the, quote, traffic study, unquote?
There's been no copy that I've seen. Again, there was some evidence of talk about it, but no actual document copy.
One last question. Wouldn't you agree it's sad?
I am heartbroken. I am sad. I was disturbed. I am sad today. I was blindsided. I am extraordinarily disappointed. I am stunned. It is heartbreaking to me. I'm heartbroken about it. I'm incredibly disappointed. I'm just stunned. I'm sick over this. I'm sad. The emotion I've been displaying in private is sad. Right now, I'm sad. I was heartbroken. How incredibly sad and betrayed I felt. I was shocked by it. I feel humiliated by this. I am humiliated. The whole matter is humiliating to me. I am a very sad person today. I'm sad. I'm a sad guy standing here today. It's a sad day for me. It just makes me sad.
Jason Grant from the Newark Star-Ledger, thanks for joining me here on America Weekend.
America Weekend.